talking with local producer Chad Bell. I think you said a week after April, you had a good run of planting, and then I think one day last week, and that's been about it. So I guess it's been a struggle bus. Can you kind of describe what's been going on in terms of trying to get this 2019 crop finished?
Well, it's definitely been a struggle. Had 3.5 days in that week after Easter. Thought we were going to get that whole week of nice weather. In that five to six days, we can get both corn and beans all the way in the ground, but that didn't work out that week. And, of course, all the rain since then, and only one day last week, and that was in marginal conditions at best. And so there's going to be quite a bit of time to let these fields dry out before we're going to be able to get back in the field. And at this point, it's anyone's guess when that might be.
And I think you told me off the air that you had two-thirds of your corn crop in, I think 75% of your bean crop in. But what about replanting with all the rain we've had? Have you been able to kind of evaluate that situation yet?
I've evaluated several fields, and some of those are areas that I can barely even get over with the four-wheeler, and that's been the case since that weekend after Easter. And so I know those areas will be replant just because they've been saturated since day one, basically. And that's a good portion of our acres, I believe. And as far as replant goes, I know we'll have to replant that, but it's just a matter of if we will get a chance to do that and when that will be. I know there will definitely be some decisions that have to be made if that time comes, and we'll definitely have to probably shorten our corn maturity if we do are able to get back into the field.
In terms of the forecast this week, you get a dry Monday and a dry Wednesday, and then rain virtually the rest of the days of the week. That's kind of been the rule and not the exception here this spring, hasn't it, where you get this false sense of security, but it's just maybe one day, and then the next day rain, next day dry, next day rain. So it has been kind of the perfect storm in terms of producers trying to get this crop in the ground.
Yeah, it's been a struggle for everyone, and it really started last fall with a late harvest and very little field work done last fall for many producers, and it just kind of spilled over here to the spring and a lot of catch-up work that needed to be done. And then some people were looking at the forecast and decided not to plant that week after Easter, and right or wrong, their seed's still in the bag. And I'm almost wishing that I was in that camp with some more of my seed in the bag yet, but it went in. What I got put in went into the ground really nice, and emergence just hasn't been very good in some of those areas that have been wet, and it's been a struggle for everyone.
And then in terms of you know the cover crop practices you utilize, how has that impacted, if at all, anything this spring?
Well, I haven't seen a whole lot of direct impact yet. I do have some cover crops still growing on a couple corn fields that are going to corn and some fields going to beans. And so it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. I'm getting a little bit nervous, especially on the couple fields I have going to corn, because the cover crop's starting to get some size to it, and it could possibly interfere with some planting when that happens. And it'll just be an interesting experience, and one that I'll be able to learn from and use that for future years. But I might be attending the School of Hard Knocks here this spring. It's just got to wait and see how it all plays out.
Well, and I know when they say, I think they use the terminology in baseball that probably can be applied to farming, and it's basically if you watch this game long enough, you see everything. Is that true with farming here in 2019, I guess?
Yeah, it's we've seen a lot here this spring. We've seen wet, we've seen cold, we've seen a few days of warm, a few days of sun, kind of the whole basket of everything. And every year is obviously different than the next one. And this is just one of those that no matter what we do, we can't win, and we just gotta be patient and work with Mother Nature and work with what she gives us.